This is Metamorphity.
Hello, this is Patrick Ryan from Metamorphity.com, and this is the Episode 3 podcast for the series Inviting Healing, Activating Your Inner Healer. There is something in you that knows how to heal. It's not your conscious mind. It's not your willpower. It's not your belief system, your optimism, or your ability to stay positive, though all of those things are big contributors. It's something older, something deeper, something that began long before you knew your name. It's the part of you that knows how to mend a wound, how to close a cut without instruction, how to form a scab, knit a bone, balance a fever, soften inflammation, restore sleep. This is your inner healer. We don't talk about this much in the world of conventional medicine. We focus, understandably, on tests, treatments, diagnosis, and outcomes. But underneath all of that, healing has always had a quiet partner, a force that works behind the scenes, that rises not only in times of crises, but constantly regulating, regenerating, and recalibrating. The inner healer is not a fantasy. It's not an escape from reality. It's the biology of becoming, the subconscious genius of your body, the bridge between your cells and your soul. And it's always trying to work with you, never against you. But here's the thing. The inner healer speaks in whispers. It does not shout. It does not demand. It does not insist. It waits patiently for invitation. It comes online more fully when the nervous system is calm, when the breath is deep, when fear begins to loosen its grip. In short, the inner healer arrives most fully when you stop fighting yourself. So today we explore what it means to awaken this part of you, not through effort, but through attention, not by doing more, but by softening into relationship, because the inner healer is not just a function. It's a presence. Some people experience it as a light, some as a wise figure, a symbol, a guide. Some feel it as warmth in the chest or clarity in the gut. Others may not feel it yet, but notice that something shifts when they stop resisting the healing process. You don't have to see it. You only have to allow the possibility that it's already within you, waiting to be engaged. And let's be clear. The inner healer is not a replacement for surgery. It doesn't take the place of antibiotics or physical therapy. It doesn't ask you to abandon science. It asks you to partner with it, to work alongside your care team, to support your healing from the inside out by creating the inner conditions that help healing happen more efficiently, more fully, more wisely. Now, here's something you may already feel intuitively. When people believe in their body's ability to heal, they tend to experience better outcomes. This isn't just mindset work. This is supported by research. Studies in placebo effect, expectancy, and guided imagery have shown measurable physiological changes in immune function, pain perception, recovery speed, and even gene expression. This doesn't mean we can think our way out of illness. It means that the body listens, not just to medicine, but to meaning, to intention, to relationship. When the inner healer is activated through guided meditation, visualization, trust, or emotional clearing, the body's systems begin to work in greater harmony. And healing, which may have been slow or stuck, finds new pathways forward. So how do we activate this inner healer? We invite it. We listen for it. We make space. We shift from treating our body like an opponent to welcoming it as a co-creator. We speak gently. We breathe deeply. We ask inwardly, what is ready to heal? What's already working in my favor? What would it feel like to trust even a little more? You don't have to fully believe it. You don't have to feel worthy of it. You only have to open the door. And the inner healer, like a shy animal at the edge of the woods, may begin to emerge. It'll come slowly, respectfully, with kindness. And it may not do what you expect, because the inner healer doesn't follow the ego's calendar. It works on deep time, but when it's active, when it's welcomed, when it feels safe, something begins to shift. Your breathing slows. Your mind stops spiraling. Your pain may soften. Your body starts to work with the process instead of preparing to defend against it. This is not about perfection. This is not about feeling better instantly. This is about re-entering relationship with your own healing intelligence. I want to offer you an image. Imagine that inside of you, there's a small room. It's quiet, sacred, filled with light. And in that room sits your inner healer. Maybe it looks like you as a child, or a wise guide, or simply a glowing center of awareness. This being, this presence, has always known what to do. It's been waiting for you. You enter the room and sit down and simply say, "I'm ready to listen now. I trust you. Let's do this together." And you wait, and you breathe, and you feel the partnership begin. Let that image live in you today. Return to it if fear arises. Return to it if doubt takes over. Return to it if you forget. The inner healer is not a fantasy, it's a function of your biology, your spirit, and your willingness. And right now, even in the presence of illness, even in the face of uncertainty, that healer is waking up. Let today be the day you stop walking this path alone. This healer in you is listening and ready to respond. Let the healing continue. This is Patrick from Metamorphity.com, and I'll meet you in the guided meditation.
This is Metamorphity.